So here we are at Hillside, Aaron. It's kind of weird because there's nobody here.
Yeah, it's kind of like Dawn of the Dead or something. Except instead of being dead, everybody's just excited.
You know, that is one of the most exciting things about this, because everybody you talk to does have this feeling of anticipation that something big is about to happen.
Well, it's the biggest event in Guelph for the year, right?
Yeah.
And, I don't know, it's huge. Why wouldn't everybody be excited, right?
So we're getting passed by lots of trucks coming in. There's a big tanker of milk, unless that's the water that's coming in. There's supposed to be a big water bowser coming in. Maybe it's coming disguised as a milk tanker.
You think they're going to go around and splash people with all the water, spray it straight from the tank?
Yeah. Well, I'm really excited about the fact that this year we're going to try and get away from this whole concept of needing to drink out of plastic bottles and go to refillable, you know, the real fillable clean canteens they're going to have. So it's a pretty exciting development.
Is that the mission statement from Hillside this year?
Well, I think Hillside's trying to make sure that they are moving forward. I think at the end of the festival, when they look at the huge number of water bottles, you know, they're just lying around afterwards, it's quite a shock to see how much gets used. And I think going with the refillable bottles really fits with a lot of what else is happening in Guelph just now, which is really cool.
Well, that's what they're trying to do this whole time, is, you know, keep down the environmental impact with the green roof and everything. And I, it's just another step. But they have a really good cleanup crew that's always working really hard. The volunteers are good at that. So they even have you seen that they have those little film canisters to put your cigarette butts in? So that you don't have to throw them on the ground?
Yeah, no, they're pretty good. They have everything organized. So we're coming up to the main gate. We're just waving to people. Are you having fun?
That's a yes.
It's a yes. And there's a sign that says there's no alcohol and no pets. No, that's shocking. As a veterinarian, I've got to say it's shocking. We can't bring pets in.
And as a doorman at a bar, I also have to say it's completely shocking, because the place is going to be full of alcohol.
It seems like it's quite a good day just now. The sky's pretty clear.
Yeah, there are only a few clouds. Looks nice. I'm feeling the humidex.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty good.
So what are we gonna do for the next 8 hours?
Well, we're gonna wander around, talk to people. I'm looking forward just to talking to volunteers, especially before they work, because they're always really chilled and relaxed and looking forward to a fun day.
Or a work day, if this is the day they're scheduled.
Yeah, so I think is this the official main gate here?
This is where they turn you away.
Yeah, actually a big severe looking security patrol in front of us. We have to make sure we get to flash our passports and as we walk past. We have actually very colorful sparkly wristbands this year, which is rather nice. How are you guys doing today?
Good, how are you doing?
Good, we're from CFIU. Are you having fun?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's always fun.
It's early. Have you done this before?
Yes, very many times.
Yeah. So what is your position here? We were just saying on the radio that you looked as though you were the stern security people, but I don't know what your role is.
We're the welcoming committee.
Oh, the welcoming committee. Yes. So you just have security written on your shirts, but you're actually the welcoming committee.
Well, we call ourselves welcoming, but we do have to check for parking passes and armbands.
Yeah. So you're gonna.
You guys are legitimate.
Well, I don't know. They look as though they could have come from the dollar store. Oh no, they're okay.
That is okay. You've got my approval. You've got my.
We're definitely legitimate. We're definitely legitimate. Yeah. So we're looking forward to having fun. That's good. That's good. Okay, well, thanks for spending the time to talk to us.
Absolutely. Have fun. Have you been here before?
Yes. Thank
you. I love doing this, you know, we just walk along, just yak on with it.
That's what radio's all about.
I know. It's you never know what's going to happen. You know, I've learned that one should never turn off the recorder at the wrong time, because I've been a taping presentations or at meetings, and I switch the thing off, and then suddenly somebody says something's incredibly important. It's like, my God, I didn't catch that. You know, it could be the something that's gonna uncover some kind of worms or something like that.
So can you do that again?
Yeah, can you say that statement again? Because I think that will prevent you winning the election.
No, you didn't say it like that before. You sounded mean. Aren't too many tents set up over there?
No, I think it's probably because it's all really early. It's funny, I got this intense urge to camp.
To camp?
I'm resisting it because I really can't camp this weekend, but I really wish I was. Yeah, I've always loved camping.
I'm not a camping
that
person.
That outdoorsy thing.
We're the odd couple here then, I guess. I need a power bar.
Well, of course, I was, you know, baling hay at the beginning of this week, so I'm very adept at adjusting to the outdoors.
You're telling me about that. What was that all about?
Well, that was a couple of friends that have a sheep farm. They have the Shepherd's Watch Dairy out in Arthur, and they needed a hand to bring the hay in, and they, like, asked me on Saturday at lunchtime. And Sunday morning, I'm out there early baling hay, and, you know, it was a shock at the beginning, and then it suddenly turned out to be really fun, and I had a great 2 days with them. In fact, I thought I wanted to go back to be a farmer again.
I've never had that wish, ever.
So we're now at the performer drop-off. Drop off your instruments and gear here. We're first here, and we don't have any gear, but we could pretend. So you can see how things are starting to build up. This is the